Hello and welcome to Northeast Media Hub, the fastest growing digital media platform. I am Adalbert Kaur with the latest Hub news. Be informed, be alert. The leaders of Kasur Kabri Uhinyo Trep, or Voice of the Hinyo Trep people, who staged a protest on Friday in front of the main secretariat, met Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong, who assured that the judicial inquiry report into the death of former HNLC leader Cheresh Tafil Thankyu will be tabled on the table of the Assembly on September 9. The organizing secretary, Thomas Pasa, told reporters that Preston informed that as per the Commission of Inquiry Act 1952, the report will have to be tabled. The Office of the Block Development Officer, Millennium CNRD Block, Shillong, on Friday organised a SHG Mela at Umlingka Village, Upper Shillong. Hamlet Sandoling, CNRD Minister and local MLA, attended the programme as chief guest, and Lambor Malyang, Nongkram MLA, as the guest of honour. Dolling stated that the objective of this Mela is to provide a platform for the SHGs to showcase their talents in the form of unique products and also to sell their products. He also stated that it is also an opportunity for the SHGs to share and interact with each other and exchange ideas and views. During the day, the chief guest and guest of honour distributed computers to 9 VECs, checks under focus to 106 producer groups, and sanction letters to 100 SHGs. Moving on, the agitating contractual teachers who are protesting for the reinstatement of their jobs under the banner of the Meghalaya Government Lower Primary Contractual Teachers Association, MGLPCTA, called off their sit-in on Friday. Birbar Yangtem, president of the association, said that they will start a new form of agitation from now on. In this new form of protest, they will be handing over all the important documents to the government, saying that if anybody wants any information about them, they should approach the chief minister. Yangtem also said that the association will not be available for any kind of discussion with the government. Assam police apprehended a youth for allegedly making an attempt to join the banned militant outfit Alpha I in Assam's Naugong on Friday. As per reports, the arrested youth was identified as Anarul Haq from Juria in the Rupahihat area of the district. He allegedly attempted to join the insurgent outfit through social media sites. However, it is yet to be ascertained which page it was through which he made an attempt to join the militant outfit. At least 6 insurgents, including 2 collaborators of the proscribed National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, Biswa Mohan Faction, BM, surrendered before the Tripura police with arms on Friday. During the surrender, they deposited 1 AK-56 rifle with 2 magazines and 60 rounds, 1 M20 pistol with 1 magazine and 5 rounds, 1 38M pistol with 1 magazine and 15 rounds, extortion notice book of NLFT, and notice pad or money received. Rahul Gandhi, along with several other senior leaders of the Congress, were detained by the police while protesting against the central government on price rise and unemployment in the national capital on Friday. The Congress MPs were stopped at Vijay Chowk while moving towards Rashtrapati Bhavan from the Parliament House. Congress had announced a nationwide protest on Friday against the policies of the central government and inflation. India's Sudhir won a historic gold medal in the men's heavyweight para powerlifting on Friday and also scripted a Commonwealth Games record with its total points of 134.5, while Murali Sri Shankar won the silver medal in the men's long jump at the ongoing Commonwealth Games 2022 with the best jump of 8.08 metres. He also achieved the feat with his 5th jump, having spent most of the final out of the medal spots. On the other hand, India's Saurav Ghoshal clinched the bronze medal in squash men's singles by beating James Wilsdrop of England. This was also India's first ever medal in squash singles at the Games. Thank you for listening to Hub Podcast. For latest news and updates, follow us on www.hubnetwork.in. Download Hub News app in your mobile from Google Play Store and Apple App Store. For promotion and publicity, write to us at info@hubnetwork.in. Thank you. Khublai Shibon, Mithela.